This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisan and Noel Lim. It's 7.37 in the morning, Thursday the 5th of November. And in about half an hour, we're having the breakfast grill where, Noel, you've got an interesting conversation lined up for us.
China aims to cut its dependence on foreign supply under its dual circulation strategy. So one Malaysian company, JF Technology, will benefit from this. So JF is going to set up a testing facility in China with investments from Huawei to serve the semiconductor industry. So we're going to speak to the CEO, Dylan Atmar Singh, on how JF will protect its interests in China, because this is really its first foray into China, and also what other opportunities they see in that country, and the importance back home in Malaysia, the importance of having a 5G infrastructure to attract investments into advanced manufacturing in the semiconductor space.
Yeah, so that's happening after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. That's in about 20 minutes or so. We've also got a poll running for you on Twitter in the theme of elections and such. Tomorrow is Budget 2021, so we're asking you, should parties compromise on their principles to achieve consensus on the budget? Right now, the results are 28% say yes, we need unity, 31% say no, principles matter, 26% say it's complicated, and 15% in a very Queen Bohemian Rhapsody way say, does it matter?
And speaking of polls, of course, we are also following the US elections. And after a long couple of days, the race to the White House has come down to what looks like a very close race. Although Democratic nominee Joe Biden has maintained his narrow lead, the Democrats have also clearly failed to accomplish the clear, decisive sweep that they had hoped for. Both President Donald Trump and Joe Biden insist they have a path to victory.
Yeah, so yesterday Trump said he has been preparing to declare victory on the evening of Election Day and claimed the lateness signals a fraud on the American public. He has since demanded a recount in Wisconsin.
Now, despite the uncertainty, U.S. stocks climbed on Wednesday. So for more on this, we're speaking with Ed Clissold, Chief U.S. Strategist at Ned Davis Research. Ed, thank you for joining us this morning. Now, could you just explain to us what happened in markets? The S&P 500 has had its best ever day after an election in history, despite the fact that we still don't know who is the U.S. president.
Yeah, I think there are two things going on. First of all, last week was the worst week before an election in history. So the market had already discounted a lot of the fears over not knowing who was going to win. Secondly, while it's not over and either candidate can win, it appears that Biden is on a path to win. And so the odds of a protracted period of an uncertainty like in 2000, while they're not completely eliminated, are much lower than they looked, say, even 24 hours ago.
Well, on that note, though, Ed, I know it's still early days. It's a very close race. Biden is, I think, according to Bloomberg here, has got about 264 electoral votes projected. But what could be the worst case scenario for markets in this election in the next coming days?
Well, I think the worst case scenario is if it's protracted, because that leads to uncertainty for the markets. But also the stimulus package that has been talked about for months, a second wave of support for those affected by COVID-19 could be delayed even more. And it's something that has been talked about but not acted upon for months. And if leadership in Washington is unsettled, then it makes it even less likely that could be passed during what we call the lame duck session. That is, between now and January, when the people who were elected yesterday take office, they could still get some things done, but not if they don't know who's going to win. So that would mean the stimulus could be delayed.
Assuming a lame duck scenario where, we know who the president is, but we see a gridlock in the Senate, how might you shift your asset allocation based on that?
I think short term that would be negative for equities and positive for risk-off assets like Treasury. So I think that would be the main thing to focus on over that shorter period of time. But I think as you go longer term, you're looking out into next year, the fact that the Senate remained in Republicans' hands, I think could be positive for the markets, because it means that some of the more progressive agenda that the Democrats were hoping to put through would be much harder to do.
Now, Ed, we know that the Democrats might place greater scrutiny on the FANG stocks in particular, but tech stocks nevertheless had another good day. Is the growth story too hard to ignore despite the risk?
Well, I think that is one of the positives from the result in the Senate, that it's going to be much more difficult for some of the regulation of the mega cap tech names to be implemented because of the results of the election. And I think there's another message here is that Biden had pushed for a very big infrastructure spending plan. That appears less likely. So U.S. economic growth is likely going to be slower. And when the growth is slow, investors are going to focus on the few companies that can grow even without a strong economy. And those are the same mega cap growth stocks that have done so well over the last 4 years.
Now, while we're talking about sectors here, are there certain sectors that will benefit from either candidate for Trump? Would it be manufacturing, defense, and oil? And Biden, would it be green energy? Is it as simple as that?
I think for some of them, they are. Green energy would clearly be more positive for Biden. I'm not sure about traditional energy because Biden was looking to restrict some drilling rights on federal land, which actually would reduce the supply of oil, and that could actually be positive for oil prices and positive for some energy companies. So some of that is more nuanced. And healthcare would be another sector that under Biden could have benefited if he could expand public health care. That looks less likely even if he wins, again, because the Senate is likely to remain under Republicans. And so that could be harder for some health care stocks.
So assuming the scenario Biden wins and the Senate's taken by the Republicans, realistically, what significant reforms can we expect under Biden's term?
I think there could be some movement at the margin in terms of an infrastructure spending bill much smaller than what had been talked about before. I think that would be one. And I think you could see some tweaking of the tax code, but again, something fairly small, not nearly to the degree that that Biden had talked about. He was proposing raising the capital gains tax rate to the second highest ever, almost 40% in the U.S. And that would have, that would have been a hit to the markets, at least over the short term. But that appears less likely to.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Ed. That was Ed Clissold, Chief U.S. Strategist at Ned Davis Research. I think the point he makes at the end is one of the major ones that people have been looking at and when it comes to the potential of a Biden administration. So Ed's of the opinion that we may see some minor tweaks to the tax code, but nothing, I guess, on the scale of what might have been expected had the Senate also turned into Democratic hands.
Yeah, I think the what seems to be the case is that, you know, some of those tax cuts that the Trump presidency brought in early on, that's unlikely to be rolled back if the Senate remains red, even if the White House turns blue.
Yeah, so the race is very, very close, and we may be looking at a scenario of a contested election. So in the short term, Ed is really saying U.S. Treasuries is what is keeping him interested. But if, you know, but in the longer term, if the Senate does take is taken over by the Republicans, it will be positive for the market.
Yeah, at least there's less concern that some of those things can be rolled back, right? And that the progressive, some of the very progressive agendas from the Democrats won't impede their, basically won't go against the market expectation and are positive for them. So this is going to be interesting to see, right? Because we saw this early on in the Obama administration as well. Mm-hmm. Well, he had, he had a full blue, I guess, across the board, but he lost that in the midterms. And essentially all the progressive agenda that was on the docket just went down the drain. For the next 6 years, it became obstruction politics, right? So I'm wondering to see how much gets done in a Biden presidency if they don't have the Senate, but hopefully they get the House. I think the House is still a very tight race at this point.
Yeah, I think both races are quite tight. There are still a number of races to be called for both the Senate and the House seats. In the Senate, Democrats and Republicans look to be about neck and neck at this point, whereas the House Democrats have gotten about, I think, 203 seats thus far called, while the Republicans are at 188. And we have had conversations with our other Market Watch commentators as well, who have said that, a Biden administration with a Republican swayed Senate would nevertheless be good for markets, because it would mean that a lot of President Trump's policies would stay in place. But you know, we would also start to see perhaps some of the we will see some movement in terms of the issues that have previously gained bipartisan support. But right now, we're about to head into some messages, and then up next, we're going to be speaking with former Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng for his views on the upcoming budget 2021. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.